With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Vision and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the place to go for all of your computer needs is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebook, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it or they can get it or they can build it for you. And yes, they also handle computer repair, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, virus removal. They can handle it all. And if you have viruses because you've been Googling stuff you shouldn't Google, it's cool. Cooper Systems isn't here to judge you or your search engine. They're just here to get your machine back up and running smoothly. So for all of your computer needs, you know where to go. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 901-360-9679, on the web, coopersystems.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, five-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
I'm here with Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Is it true that the sign on your desk says most helpful guy ever?
Yes, that is true. At Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington, we're going to always take care of you and your family to make sure you get the best incentives and rebates available, like 0% for 72 months on new Renegades, Compass, Cherokees, Challengers. We also have 0% for 72 months on new Ram 1500 trucks for the Ram Spotlight Sales Event. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. Zero fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Memphis is home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekday mornings from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Guess what are we listening to?
That's I'll Get Even With You by Foreigner for the Grizzlies Vengeance Tour that got off to a successful start last night against the Pelicans and now will face Luka Doncic at his return to FedEx Forum tonight.
It was not a particularly emphatic or dazzling win, but it was a win. And in the end, I do think that being in the play-in in one way, shape, or form in this season is an accomplishment. Yes?
Sure. I mean, I think at some level we have to be careful about judging everything by preseason expectations. Because, like, maybe you're better than you were meant to be, or maybe just the expectations were wrong to begin with, right? They were in the play-in last season, and so it's not a leap forward from where they already were. But I mean, there was no guarantee you were going to get there, and there's plenty of competition in the West, and they are still one of the youngest teams in the league. And so, yeah, I think a lot of people expected a little bit of a regression. Those expectations may have just been wrong from the outset, but it certainly didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, like, I recall last year, during much of the year, you would remind us that they will be picked to finish out of the playoffs next year, meaning this year. And that was imagining a healthy Jaren Jackson Jr. So, they overperformed. Why? Because certain players like Desmond Bain came along and DeAnthony Melton was really good for a stretch. And Xavier Tillman had some moments and Grayson Allen had some moments. And Jonas has that. Like, I actually do think it's reflective of actually overachieving, particularly when you mix in that Justice did nothing and Jaren played 9 games.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What did you make of last night's? They won. They are not playing well, and maybe it's just this fatigue issue. But they have not been really since Portland, particularly playing well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to get a read because they played 3 straight games against teams sitting most of their good players, or
right.
not were without most of their good players. I'm not sure that. I think the fatigue issues, I think, are most apparent in Ja Morant, which is probably not a surprise, given that he has played every single game post-All-Star break, and his minutes are up significantly. He's played 35-plus minutes 5 games in a row. And I think other than that Minnesota game, and especially maybe since that Minnesota game, it seems like he's really struggled to summon the kind of high-impact energy that he plays with at his best. Like, we haven't really seen a lot of that in the last few games. And so I think there's that. I think the lineup disruption and getting accustomed is still, like, a thing that's there. I think the Jaren thing is still a thing. I mean, I think maybe people think, he's back in the starting lineup. He won 2 games. that starting lineup is playing about even. They're doing okay. They're really, if you watch that game closely, the starting lineup played even. They struggled a lot with Jaron on the floor in mixed lineups, and they basically won the game because of the mixed lineups that did not include Jaron. And so I think Jaron's individual play is a little bit of a mixed bag. Some things look good, some things don't, but I think the team is still struggling, especially defensively, with him on the floor.
It's interesting because I was reflecting on your comments about their inability to score with that lineup last year. And although they came out and were efficient at the start of the game, at the end of the game, did they close with the starting lineup? Did they close with the starting lineup? I think they did,
only,
right?
Only the very, very end. They brought Jaron in with like 2 or 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, but even at the very end, like you had some crazy-ass shots. They were not. It was not a smooth offensive production there at the end by any stretch. And, you know, you had Kyle Anderson making that three, that double-clutch three, that like late in the clock. And it was, yes, it was not a seamless offensive performance by the Grizzlies. But they win, and unfortunately, Golden State also wins. And so the Grizzlies are in a position where it feels like there's going to be work to do to make that Golden State game meaningful. And I don't know whether that's tonight or whatever. I bet they're going to have to win 2 of the next 3.
Well, they basically have to match Golden State's win total between now and that game, and they have one more game to play than Golden State. And so if Golden State wins 1 of their next 2, the Grizzlies need to win 1 of their next 3. If Golden State wins both of the games between now and then, the Grizzlies need to go 2-1. They basically have to match the Golden State win total to have the shot on Sunday. One of those Golden State games, I believe, will happen after all the Grizzlies games are played.
And so you
don't totally know. But like you'll know more after tonight, right, because Golden State plays tonight. And so there'll be a little bit more clarity on this tomorrow. But for right now, you have to keep pace with Golden State's win total. The only way you have to keep pace with the win total to stay alive for the 8. The only path now to having the 8 outright without having to beat Golden State would be to win out this homestand, go 3-0, Golden State lose both of the games before Sunday.
The ship has sailed that. Now you're just hoping that Golden State game is meaningful. The idea that it's not going to be meaningful because you've got it clinched seems far-fetched, given that one of their games is at home against these diminished Pelicans. It's an NBA game, and so things can happen. But there you go. I have in front of me the NBA future power rankings. I don't know if you've seen them next from the ESPN, something they do, how a team is going to do over the next 3 seasons. Have you seen this?
I have not seen the latest edition. I'm familiar with the thing.
All right. So in the latest edition, which just came out this morning, the team that ranks number one.
This is over the next 3 seasons?
It says, how will your team perform over the next 3 seasons?
Okay.
Future power rankings, ESPN's projection, on-court success expected over the next 3 seasons, blah, blah, blah. They were ranked in 5 categories relative to the rest of the league, and those categories were players, management, money, market, and draft. Who do you imagine is best poised to win over the next 3 years?
It's a good question, because when we think of future, I don't think we think of
three years. No, we think of 7 years or 5 years.
Future.
Yes, exactly.
I think the mind immediately turns to who is the best young talent, and that's not necessarily
it's not
like
what it is at all.
Yeah, Philadelphia, I would think, would be very high with Embiid and Simmons, who are going to be in their prime. They're the best team in the East this year. Both those players are under contract and in their prime for the next 3 seasons. I would hope Philadelphia is fairly high.
Philadelphia is 5.
Right.
But you're exactly right. What happens here, I'll tell you, the team that I just read the headline and saw the first team, and I'm like, that can't be true because it isn't necessarily.
Denver, I would think, would be very high.
Yeah, because it isn't young talent, but it's Brooklyn. And Brooklyn, because why? Because they're good now, and they should be good for the next 3 years. Who's going to fall off the cliff, right? Whereas, and the Lakers, I think, are 2. Yeah, the Lakers are 2 or 3. And the Lakers are 3. Clippers are 2. So basically it's the teams that are good now unless something, you know, dramatic is going to happen to them. The order is right now, it goes Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Clippers, Lakers, Denver, Philly, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is the next team I was going to say. Yes, Philly, Denver, Milwaukee were the teams that came immediately to mind to me.
All right, but here's some interesting ones. A, because the Grizzlies have some draft picks from some of these teams. But so then Knicks are 7. No team in the history has a team taken a bigger jump than the New York Knicks. They moved up 10 spots.
What are they? I don't know what they think they're going to do with whatever cap room they got coming up. But that seems awful high for the Knicks.
They have $50 million in cap space to either add another big name player, bring back their own free agents to Derrick Rose, Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, Reggie Bullock, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I think the Knicks are, if the Knicks run it back with the roster they have, that is truly a team poised for regression to me next season. I think they need to be adding.
What happens here is you have to look at the categories. And the categories, they rank them in categories and then they come up with a number. And in money, that's available money, and in market, it's the freaking Knicks, they're number one.
Right.
And
right.
So that in players, they're 18. In management, they're 11. In draft, which is the other category, they are 7. So Utah Jazz, 8. The Phoenix Suns, 9. Now, you would have imagined they would be. Obviously, Chris Paul's going to be an issue, but young talent. I was a little surprised there. And Dallas is 10. Porzingis is a problem, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you went out and get Porzingis thinking he would be your second star, your sidekick to Luka, and that both based on injury stuff and based on sort of shaky performance and then projecting out his health going forward, it certainly, that bet looks like a very unstable bet, I would say, at this point.
Well, your Memphis Grizzlies come in at number 12. Tied with 12.
That's pretty good.
With this, which is pretty good. It says the following: they are ranked in players. They are ranked 10th in management, 16th in money, 11th in market, 25th, and in draft, tied for 9th. The narrative is for the first.
Honestly, 25th is pretty good for a market ranking.
Wait,
I'm serious.
Right? Why isn't it? Yeah, like why isn't it better only than New Orleans? Right.
I think it's 29th in market size, and so you're giving them
some credit.
A bump of several spots above market size.
For the first time since September 2013, the Grizzlies are in the top 15 of the future player rankings. Memphis earns high marks for a roster, number 10, that has been built through the draft, along with shrewd trades, Jonas Valanciunas, Grayson Allen, DeAnthony Melton. The Memphis front office has done a good job balancing the salary cap, considering there are no players on the roster who will earn more than $14 million in 2021-22. If Jackson can stay healthy, expect the Grizzlies to crack the top 10 next year. Sound good to you?
Yeah, I think that's. Where is Atlanta ranked?
Atlanta 16. What do you make of Atlanta, by the way, and their resurgence here since firing the coach? Wildly unpopular move among the cognoscenti, but seems to have worked.
Well, I think the coaching change probably has made a palpable impact, but I think it coincided with getting healthier overall. You know, getting Bogdanovich back, this has been a help. And so I think those two things came together. But, you know, Atlanta has got a good young talent. They, you know, led by a point guard who is exciting but has some question marks, you know, on the defensive end particularly, which is similar to Ja. Is deep, has young talent, is in a bigger market, much bigger market. So I'm a little surprised that the Grizzlies are as far ahead, several spots ahead of Atlanta there. I do think maybe there's the notion that Jaren projecting forward is a more significant number two than whoever, you know, John Collins, who's a little uncertain about his future, or Clint Capella. There are a lot of similarities there. You can draw a parallel between Trey and Ja. You can draw a parallel between Jaren and John Collins. You can draw a parallel between Jonas Valanciunas and Clint Capella, who are, like, actually the second best players on each of those teams, even though that's
right.
Not necessarily how they're considered.
The narrative says we will go out on a limb and say that the number 16 ranking for the Hawks will be short-lived. A jump into the top 15 should be in the near future, which is a kind of a weird thing to say. But basically, they're saying they underranked them or whatever,
right.
Saying, look out. Okay, some interesting ones. I mentioned Grizzlies have Utah's pick when?
There are protections on it, but in all likelihood, they will get the pick in 2022.
Next year. They'll get it next year.
Next year.
That's not going to be that helpful. Okay.
No, it'll be a pick in the 20s next year.
And then Golden State is ranked 15. When do they have Golden State's pick?
I want to say it's the clock starts in 2024, and it's 1 through 6 in 2024, and then maybe number one protected the next season. I'm making that up, but I think that might be right.
That could be valuable. Like, who the hell knows what's going to happen with them?
Yeah, no, I mean, it could go any which way, but that is, of all the picks the Grizzlies have, including all of their own, the Golden State pick is by far the most valuable draft commodity that they own.
Okay, and then finally, the other reason I bring this up is the New Orleans Pelicans are tied for 20th. They've obviously, they got Zion, and he was awesome. And they have a question, what the hell to do with Lonzo Ball. That's going to be an interesting question, what to do with Lonzo Ball. I'll be honest, though, like looking at last night, they have some other decent young pieces. I don't know. What do you foresee for the Pelicans' future?
The Pelicans are sort of the Jay Gatsby of the NBA right now. You say you can't repeat the past? Of course you can. they're doing the Anthony Davis thing all over again, where you got this generational star and, like, you just don't have a good long-range plan to win with them, and they sort of mucked it up. Like, if you were going to try to win now, which they were last season, like, you had Drew Holiday, who was the second-best player on that team and is still, I think, one of the most underrated players in the league. And so you trade him away, and that's we're going to be more future-oriented, which, okay, that's a path. That's a totally reasonable way to go. But then, you're giving all this money to Steven Adams, and, I don't think they've done a great job of building around Zion both now and in setting themselves up going forward. So I think you got Zion, but I don't see what the clear path is for them necessarily.
Chris, thanks very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I put on a sport coat last week. Yes, I did. I went into the closet. For the first time since pre-pandemic, I pulled out a sport coat. Happened to be a sport coat from O'Call. Looked fantastic. Fit perfectly. O'Call has all the summer stuff that you need. And it's bursting with color. Right now, evidence that we are emerging is that wedding registries, you know how you did this, right? You registered for your wedding. They're double what they were last year, because people are getting married, among other things.
So a lot of people postponed.
There's hope for the future. You're going to be going to weddings now. I went to a funeral last week. I've been invited to a wedding that I'm going to in a couple weeks. We are getting out. It is time to freshen up the wardrobe. You don't want to be wearing exactly what you were wearing 2 years ago that's been, just collecting dust. Get out there and, yes, freshen up all your summer stuff for the backyard cookouts and the beach and wherever you plan to go now that you plan to go. But pretty soon you're going to be going back into the office. You're going to be you're going to be going to church services again. You're going to be going to weddings, and you're going to be going to memorial services, and you're going to be out in the world. So O'Call is there for you with their same stunning clothing, their same helpful folks that have been there all along. It is O'Call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, we'll be joined by our man in Washington, D.C. That's Charles Fishman. Next, Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Catch all your favorite teams with today's perks deal. Half off $50 gift cards to 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill in South Haven. 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill is the area's go-to spot for lunch, dinner, drinks, and entertainment. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all seven of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen.
Charmin!
Yeah. Goes that's long. It's TP goes, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using bonus code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Lakers or the Knicks, and if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on the basketball or the hockey playoffs or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Lakers or the Knicks and either team hits a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
1-800-889-9789.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And I'm going to be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time.
Well, whenever Charles Christian is on here, I like to talk about the I like to talk about bounty on broad. In particular, I like to talk about the smoked Gouda cheese grits. When Charles comes to Memphis again, we're going to go to Bounty on Broad, and we are going to get the smoked Gouda cheese grits. We also might get the Moroccan spiced lamb, one of my absolute favorites. We could just get the New York strip, hand-cut New York strip. That'd be delicious. He's from South Florida, but I tell you this, he's never had better key lime pie than they have at Bounty on Broad. Great place for dinner. Of course, they've got outside seating. They still have curbside service. A beautiful dining room. But Bounty on Broad is, it's also, you know what? It's great. This is Tuesday, right? So you can't go Tuesday. It's closed on Tuesday. Go ahead and make a reservation for tomorrow. 410-813-1, 410-813-1, 2519 Broad Avenue. One of my favorite restaurants. It is Bounty on Broad. All right, Fishman joins us from Washington, D.C. He is our man in Washington, D.C. Author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, the most recent being One Giant Leap, which is about the extraordinary efforts that ordinary Americans made to get us to the moon. He is also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi tugboat deckhand. Also a man who has biked 10,000 miles in the last 3 years. Congratulations, Charles, on that momentous accomplishment.
Well, I want to pause a minute. I want to contradict you, which is my role. There is one place that has better key lime pie than Bounty on Broad, and I think even the folks at Bounty on Broad will appreciate this, and that is Mama Sue Fishman's kitchen in Miami, Florida. That
where
would be
she grows the key limes out in the back.
She grows the key limes, and then she makes key lime pie.
When did she last make key lime pie?
Graham cracker crust.
Same here. Graham cracker crust.
Oh, that, it has the ground graham cracker crust. That is cool.
It's delicious.
You know, I probably haven't had key lime pie at my mom's house in 10 years, but I literally, my mouth is watering.
I am not a dessert person. You are. I think people are either or not, right? Jeffrey, would you say you're a dessert person? I'm more a savory food person. I'm more a salty snack, pizza, ribs, wings, burgers. That's my weakness.
There's like certain desserts at certain places that like I have to have, but in general I'm not a sweet.
I don't save room for dessert.
Right.
When you go to dinner, Charles, do you guys order dessert usually?
Well, there's a dramatic conflict here, which you know well, which is I am a serious dessert person, but I am also seriously cheap at restaurants these days like to charge, you know, $11 or $14 for a slice of chocolate, you know, chocolate cake or pecan pie. And in our family, we actually make great pecan pie. We make great desserts. So when I go out to eat,
you never order desserts because you're.
It has to be a special occasion,
like the key lime pie, or a special dessert, like the key lime pie at Bounty on Broad.
Or a special dessert, right, exactly, or a special dessert.
Yeah,
but. Like at Thanksgiving, there'll be 6 of us. You know, last time there for the pandemic, there were only 6 of us. There were 4 pies. We have to go find people to give the pies away to. So, That won't be a problem this coming Thanksgiving. As we all know, it will be an extravaganza. But
It's going to be great. Thanksgiving this year is going to be fantastic. You, by the way, last time you were on with us, it's one calamity after another with you, Charles. I don't know what it is, but
let's not skip past the achievement. The non-calamity is I rode 10,000 miles. It's really 4 years, 4 years and a little bit. And if you had said to me at the start of 2017, Charles, you must ride 10,000 miles, I just would have burst out laughing. I mean, 10,000 miles is such an epic. That's four times back and forth across it's back and forth across the United States twice, four times across the U.S. I just would not have believed, and I'm doing it, whatever, 12 miles at a time. So I didn't get on my bike, on a Monday and ride 10,000 miles by the end of the following month or anything, but the odometer rolled over. And the exciting thing was I took all these pictures of the odometer at 9,999.8, and that was all the room there was on the little tiny screen. And I literally was riding it yesterday and filming the videoing while riding this bad example.
Yeah, I wish you'd crashed. Yeah.
And no, you don't.
No, and, I don't. But listen, if Gary Parrish
over go ahead, to 10,000 miles,
all right,
I thought it was going to go back to zero. And it flipped to 10,000, and just eliminated the tenth place. So I get to keep toting up miles. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say when you come on, it's one calamity after another. Last week you were talking to us about the rocket that was going to land on our heads. Although I'll be honest, you did reassure us that it was almost certainly not going to land on our heads. And sure enough, it didn't. It landed in the Indian Ocean, we believe. This week, we have a new calamity, and the calamity that a giant oil pipeline on the East Coast has been taken over by ransomware. Is that right?
Yeah, well, and we're all here, right? I did not think you were going to get hit by the rocket, but you thought you might get hit by the rocket. So
seemed like a reasonable chance.
It landed in the Maldives. Yesterday, the Chinese said, "We told you it wouldn't hurt anybody. Stop criticizing us." They can be a little sulky. They can be a little Yes, we let our 10-story, 20-ton rocket crash back to Earth wherever it happened to land. And it landed in the ocean, so please stop being mean to us. The current administrator of NASA, Bill Nelson, issued a critical statement. The previous administrator of NASA, Jim Bridenstine, had issued a critical statement. This is not the way. You don't just sort of unhook the boat trailer on the back of your car and hope that it lands in your driveway and say, it didn't hurt anybody. So, we have an actual calamity. This is a real calamity, which is that hackers took over the largest fuel pipeline for the entire eastern half of the United States. It's called the Colonial Pipeline. Now, think about this. The Colonial Pipeline is 5,500 miles long. How long would it take me to bicycle that? That's your word math problem for the afternoon. But all 5,500 miles are tucked into this half of the country. So it covers a lot of ground from from Texas all the way up to the New York metro area. They have turned it off. It delivers 100 million gallons of aviation fuel, gasoline, and diesel a day. These pipelines are incredibly complicated. The fuel moves through in packets. So you can have 3 miles of aviation fuel followed by 3 miles of gasoline, and they've turned it off. How serious a problem is it? You know what's serious? Is that literally a bunch of guys in Eastern Europe can hold the most important fuel pipeline for the biggest economy in history hostage for Bitcoin from Eastern Europe. So right now, there's enough fuel. This pipeline supplies all the fuel for all the airlines at Philadelphia International Airport, all the fuel for all the airlines at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. Those places have huge tanks. The Georgia governor did something interesting. Brian Kemp, famous for his role in the 2020 election, he has suspended the state's gas tax until Saturday, cutting the price of gasoline in Georgia instantly by 20 cents, just as a way of sending a signal, everything's okay, gas prices might go up a little bit, don't buy gas you don't need. But
that would seem to me to be driving, I would then go fill up my tank. It would seem to have the opposite effect.
You would not get a deal. It would not. The price of gas wouldn't drop instantly 20 cents. He's adjusting the price because it's drifting up. But here's the thing. You don't want random hackers taking over something as important as a fuel pipeline that supplies the entire eastern half of the United States of America. The hackers have taken over the city government of Atlanta. They've taken over the computers in dozens and dozens and dozens of hospitals. They have brought medical care at a lot of hospitals over the last 2 or 3 years to their knees. Now, a small community hospital in Kansas, they're going to need help from a hospital association or from their own chain or headquarters figuring out how to battle these hackers. But if you run the largest gasoline pipeline in the eastern half of the United States, you should have woken up when Atlanta had its city government taken over by the hackers and said, wow, we ought to get ready for this. This looks kind
of
scary.
When was the city of Atlanta taken over?
2018.
And what happened to them?
And they,
honestly, Entercom, like our radio station, has been taken over. Like ransomware is a real thing. And in fairness to all these people, you know, security used to be put into, you know, hiring on, you know, off-duty police officers and putting them next to your pipeline, right? Now it's a hell of a different deal, and it's—I'll be honest—I use the same password for everything. You know, like if they want to hack me, they probably can. It's not easy in this world of this new universe we are to have things.
You're not the model.
Okay, but the whole federal government—Russia's been prowling around in our computers for the last 3 years, right?
6 months. We talked about that. Yep. But that's the point. That's the warning. You, Jeff Calkins, except for the 11 dogs that live in your house, you are not running vital national infrastructure. I don't think.
You make a good point. Right.
Your house was ransacked by robbers.
And they took nothing
right. Famously.
Also
they couldn't
true.
Find
good
anything
point.
Worth taking. So if you're running an airport, if you're running what if the hackers took over the electric grid of Georgia, Florida, Mississippi,
so it's a warning shot. Everyone's got to go ahead and hire. It seems to me to be that the future is in cybersecurity. Like, it seems to me that
the future
if
is
you all are trying to decide what to do with your life, whether it's to be a sports writer or to become an expert in cybersecurity, I'd go out and become an expert in cybersecurity. I want to move on to the next topic.
Newt Gingrich yesterday called for the federal government to track down the hackers who took over the Colonial Pipeline and execute them.
That would work.
This is the equivalent
Head
of
on
an
stakes.
Act of war.
Head on stakes. Okay, I want to move on. Three states have cut off the unemployment. What have they done?
As usual, we're going to break news.
Okay, good. Yeah.
It is now six states. Six U.S. states have announced that they are ending the federal government's $300 a week unemployment subsidy. If you live in Montana, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Dakota, and then locally, Alabama and Mississippi, the governors of those states since last Wednesday, in the last 5 days, have each in turn announced, we are withdrawing from the federal government's supplemental unemployment insurance program. I find it astonishing that the governor of Alabama, that the governor of Mississippi can raise her hand or his hand and say, you're entitled to $300 a week extra from the federal government if you're unemployed through September. but I'm denying you that money.
Well, the logic is simple. The logic, and by the way, it's not that shocking when you consider that, for example, here in Tennessee, Tennessee was offered enhanced health care for lots of folks,
Medicare, and
rejected that. Let's be honest. Everybody isn't interested in the welfare of their people as much as they are in winning a particular political debate or making a particular political point. But here, I'll make the argument.
They're interested in the welfare of their businesses.
Right.
That's what they're arguing.
Let me make the argument. The argument is that, listen, all of this money that's pouring in, this enhanced welfare benefit, is hurting our economy because no one can hire anybody. And you said yourself, I think it was last week, that there was a jobs report where basically we added almost no jobs, although 1 million were expected. Why? It's not because jobs aren't available. It's because people won't fill the jobs because they're sitting at home. And so, for example, I tried to go to Swanky's Sunday to buy Julie, my ex-wife, and the kids some Mother's Day dinner, and it said closed because of issues getting employees. And so this is something we've seen. It's rampant in Memphis, I'll be honest. And the argument would be we're not going to be able to fill these jobs when the alternative is sitting home and accepting unemployment, the enhanced unemployment. People need to work. Everyone says, oh, Americans want to work. Well, apparently they don't. I'm just making the argument here. And so we got to get them off the teat, as it were. How about that?
Get them off the dole.
Get them off the teat. I'm making it the teat. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that word, but you feel free to keep saying it over and over.
Teat.
Let's put some numbers to this, because we can. These states, Montana's going to let you stay on until June 27th. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday morning said June 12th. You get 2 weeks' notice, 3 weeks' notice, you're done. It is important to the people in those states to understand that they're about to lose $300 a week. The Labor Department says the average state unemployment compensation is $316 a week. So let's be clear. You can't bridge yourself to the next job on $316 a week between paying for rent, paying for groceries, paying the electric bill, and, you know, getting your kids off to school every day and buying the occasional tank of gas when the gas is controlled by the hackers in Eastern Europe. The federal government at one point added $600 a week early in the pandemic to that, and this latest bill passed in January cut that down to $300 a week. So if you're on unemployment, you're getting $616 a week. That is, in fact, $15 an hour for 40 hours a week. So given the choice between a 40-hour-a-week job where you make $13 an hour or continuing on unemployment, obviously the smart move, in fact, is to continue on unemployment. These states, there's great data from North Dakota, which I thought was really interesting. North Dakota is small enough that they have this data very precisely. In online job sites in North Dakota, there are 16,400 unfilled jobs, 16,400 jobs posted for North Dakota businesses who want to hire people, 16,400. There are 8,300 people in North Dakota receiving these extended unemployment benefits. So there are literally two jobs for everybody receiving this compensation in North Dakota. I think, look, I don't like experimenting on people, the unemployment benefits, if your state doesn't end them, by declaration, by withdrawing, they extend until the first week in September. I think it's September 6th. But I understand, the Wall Street Journal, the lead story in today's Wall Street Journal is employers can't hire people to fill the jobs. But let's take one step back and say it's also true that a lot of jobs that adults in America were doing while trying to support families and children in January 2020 were embarrassing. You shouldn't be trying to live on $11 an hour if you're 32 years old. It's just not enough. And so One thing that is true is that the unemployment benefits may be getting in the way of people taking lower wage jobs. And the other thing that is true is it's time to raise the minimum wage in this country to $15 an hour, because over 100 years of ending childhood employment, limiting the work week to 40 hours, providing vacation, providing disability insurance, all those things were predicted to end the American economic experiment. All they actually did was just the opposite, continue to supercharge it. And minimum wages imposed going back to the end of World War II, that has never caused disaster in the economy. And the federal minimum wage is whatever it is, $7.50, $7.60 an hour now, and there are places that pay that. Costco just announced entry level wages, starting wages for everybody, $16 an hour. So maybe what we need to do is acknowledge that the way we were paying people before the pandemic wasn't enough to have a decent life.
It's not free, though. You can't just jack up everyone's wages and not expect to pay dramatically on the other side, right? My Spanky's taco is going to cost a lot more.
Yes, you're going to not a lot more, but a little more. And what happens when employers end up raising wages is they find ways of having the employees be more productive. They get them tools that suddenly make sense to do their work more efficiently, to produce, you know, more oil filters in the factory or to produce more hamburgers in McDonald's. And those wage increases often drive productivity. But here's the dirty little secret. The pandemic has raised the wealth of the richest 1% by 20 or 30%. In the last year, an incredible windfall. Between January and March of this year, wages went up 3%. So maybe it's time for the people who actually work for hourly wages to get a little of what the richest get and claim they're entitled to.
We don't have long for this story, but you said there's an epidemic of people getting kicked off of airplanes?
Oh, the epidemic of people getting it. I thought you were going to ask about the credit cards. Yes, the people getting kicked off the airplanes is astonishing. Here's the thing everybody needs to understand going in. On a scheduled airline in the United States, the flight attendants and the flight crew, the pilots, those people, whether there's four of them or six of them or eight of them or 10 of them, they're the equivalent of federal marshals. You are required by law to follow the instructions of a flight attendant no matter what those instructions are at that moment. You must do what he or she tells you to do, whether you want to or not. And if you don't, they will simply arrest you. The federal marshals will be there to meet the plane when it lands. They will arrest you. You don't get to argue. You don't get to reason. You don't get to insist on your constitutional rights. It's all suspended in the air.
So what's happening?
People are refusing to wear their masks.
Oh, God.
And flight attendants are being attacked. They're literally being scratched, punched, beaten. There have been 1,300 incidents of passenger rebellion in January, February, and March of this year, reported to the FAA, 1,300. Prior to the pandemic, that was as many as in the previous 10 years. And these are official reports from airlines themselves. And the FAA is imposing fines. They announced in this story fines of between $9,000 and $30,000 for individual incidents in which people refuse to sit down. And a representative of the flight attendants union said, you don't get to walk around while this plane is taken off. You don't get to stay in the restroom while we're landing. You don't get to sit in your seat while we're taking off and landing without your seatbelt. And you do not get to get on this plane without your face mask. And if you object to that politically, take it up with someone else. She was really very direct. And so, and I think, you know, will we get to take our masks off on the airplane eventually? Sure. But for now, airplanes remain one of those places, even more than, you know, stadiums or athletic venues, You're sitting next to a complete stranger who is literally 2 inches from your face. It is okay for that person to have a mask and you to have a mask.
Charles, congratulations on the 10,000 miles. What I think you should try to do is do the next 10,000 faster than the last 10,000. Set that as a goal. Do the next 10,000, however long the furthest 10,000 took, do the next 10,000 faster. We got to go. Happy cycling. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for that.
Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Brian Scalabrine will join them at 11:25 to discuss the NBA. John Martin joins us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. ESPN's Monica McNutt joins GP at 4:20. Jeff at 5 o'clock. Grizzlies and Mavs tonight. Pregame is at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip-off at 7 o'clock with Eric.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
Memphis is home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Heartland. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Searching for solid information about mortgage options? Search no more. Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Hulsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Let's talk about closing costs. What are they? While buying or refinancing your home, there are costs associated with a transaction. Attorney fees, title insurance, appraisal costs, recording fees, and some lender fees can all be factors. Every lender has fees they charge or have to collect for other parties. You can estimate adding about 3.5% of your loan amount for closing cost. We know this upfront cost could be stressful and may impact your plans. Orion offers mortgage options that may reduce closing costs or even eliminate your out-of-pocket expenses altogether. When you're looking into financing, reach out to Orion for a free consultation. To learn more, visit orionhomeloan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Attention business owners. Do you own or maintain a building that has roof leaks? Lucius Commercial Roofing uses a renewable energy-saving coating system that can save you money. Why replace a commercial roof when you can restore it? Call Lucius Commercial Roofing today to see how we can save you money long-term. For more information, call 901-509-9082 or visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
I'm listening daily. Here's Dr. Joshua Kalapo on managing stress.
Take time to recalibrate is the term I like to use. That may mean 2 or 3 minutes of just stepping back, but you don't have to do it for a day. You may need to do it, you know, 6 times every hour so that you are staying engaged and you're not feeling like you're pulling yourself away and there's this desire to be pulled back, because then you create a whole new stressor for yourself.
For more details, go to imlistening.org.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
When do people most often think about selling their homes? In the spring? Sure they do, but home sales take place all year long. I'm Kelly Erb with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors, and we often say when the azaleas bloom in the spring, so do the real estate signs. What do you think, Sheldon?
Well, Kelly, you are correct. While spring and summer are great times to sell, we've sold homes on Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving weekend, Labor Day, and other holidays. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, also with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. Kelly and I work as a team, and we often see people moving all year long, especially due to our corporate relocations, with whom we work due to our being members of a large relocation network.
So if you're thinking of selling, take advantage of the low inventory, low rates, and our highly successful strategic marketing plan with Shell Bucks option. Email or call us at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
And don't forget what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Done or Kelly Herb. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil.